Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Talk 1290, KUMA and FM 96.5.
Well, we're learning all about what Blue Mountain Community College is up to with Brad Baker, athletic director, and Derek Bentonson, new head baseball coach. So that's our first order of business here on the Coffee Hour. We'll begin that conversation right after this.
The Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon invite you to enjoy Nashville Troubadour, Kip Moore. Saturday, September 10th, to kick off the 2022 world-famous Pendleton Roundup. Pendleton Roundup. Tell her she's mine. Kip Moore, MCA Nashville singer and songwriter, will perform Under the Stars in the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena, presented by Integrity Corp. Get your tickets today in the Party Pit Letterbox Zone. Tickets are on sale right now at PendletonRoundup.com. Kip Moore. Pendleton Roundup. You won't want to miss it. Letterbox.
Local news and issues that affect you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Good morning. It is Monday, August 8th, and this is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tessman, your host here. And joining me this morning are, we've got two folks from Blue Mountain Community College. Joining me in the studio is Brad Baker, athletic director, and Derek Bentonson, the new head baseball coach. And gentlemen, thank you both for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us,
Dan. Thank you.
And we have much to cover this morning, starting with, obviously, athletics. And Brad, being athletic director, you cover a lot of ground. Soccer, baseball, basketball, rodeo. If I'm missing any, feel free to correct me. But as athletic director, talk about the kinds of programs that these young athletes can be involved in at BMCC.
Yeah, no, it's a great opportunity. It's tough being a student athlete. They have to put in a lot of hours of training and practices, and then still make sure they're staying on top of their academics. And I think if kids, you know, complete the 2 years with that, they go on to be a great, successful start to the to their academic career. And we have some great coaches out at the college and all the sports. And yeah, we have quite a few local kids throughout the teams this year. I think it's a little bit more than we've usually had, so that's nice too.
And then tell us, what can the public do to support these teams? I know that you do have a lot of community support, but it never hurts to have a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Always donations. You know, we're not like the University of Oregon in terms of having Phil Knight just give us a blank check for everything. So the teams have to do their fundraising to get a lot of their gear and kind of make the program a little bit better for some of those things. So we're always in need of money, which is good. And then always coming to our games and supporting the teams. It always builds a pretty good environment. I know our basketball and baseball teams have had pretty good attendance from the local communities, and hoping to get some more for, you know, the soccer and volleyball and softball as well.
And where can our listeners find team schedules?
The easiest spot's on our website. It's bmcctimberwolves.com. And there's also a link to it on our regular website as well. And it's a nice website, and it's got up-to-date schedules and everything like that.
And then remind us, as far as the schedule, I guess, over the school year, what that schedule is. What do you start with, and how do you kind of round out your academic year as far as which sports play where?
Yeah, in the fall, they've actually were able to start practice on Monday, the fall sports, and that's our men's and women's soccer team, and then volleyball as well starting. And they go through kind of the end of October, start of November, that time frame, and then right after that, then basketball gets going, and they start their they have preseason games in November and December, and then in January they have their regular season that goes through March, And then baseball and softball start up in mid-February. And rodeo, they do, I'm not sure if they're doing a fall one this year, but they usually have their rodeos in April.
All right. And then give us some examples of BMCC athletes who have gone on to compete at the four-year college level.
Yeah, we're moving a lot on. I noticed last year our baseball team actually had more kids on NAIA rosters than any other community college in the nation, which at 21 kids. So that was pretty amazing. We were tied with a school from Miami, which was it's kind of cool. So there's been a lot of kids that move on to that level. And now some of the other sports are starting to move a lot more on too. Volleyball moves a few on, soccer's moving them on, and same with basketball. So we had a couple kids pitching for baseball at Lewis and Clark State last year, and they almost won the NAIA World Series. So those are a couple good ones that we've had.
Well, and do any of these kids ever come back and say, hey, you know, I haven't forgotten about you, Brad, or to any of the coaches, and kind of share their experience of how Blue Mountain Community College made a difference in their lives, whether academically, obviously that's a big one, or I guess in their pursuit of being a young athlete?
Yeah, that's one of, you know, coaching on the day-to-day of it, sometimes it can be, you know, thankless. You know, you're not getting thanked all the time. You know, if a kid's sitting on the bench, he's not really thanking you at that time. But a lot of them come back and they'll text you or call you 3 or 4 years down the road, and it's a good feeling. I think I've been to five of my players' former weddings, or former players' weddings, and those are fun things to go to. And we do have an alumni game coming up October 8th for baseball. And it's always, that's one of my most fun days of the year when the kids come back and we play against the current team, and it's fun to mingle with the alumni and things like that. And me and Coach Benson are both alumni ourselves from Blue Mountain.
And Brad, what got you interested in a career in college sports?
Yeah, my first year out of high school, I went to Washington State University, and I just, you know, just as a student, and I really missed playing baseball, and I got the opportunity to come here, and I was actually a walk-on, and I just loved it. And then I went on to Pacific University in Forest Grove and played 2 years there, and my head coach there asked me if I wanted to stay on as a coach, and then I've been coaching ever since this May, and I finally stepped down as a coach, so I'm going to miss it, but it was a long, fun ride.
Gotcha. And then tell us, how can young athletes find out more about playing sports at BMCC? And there's quite a variety of sports available.
Yeah, the easiest way is to email one of our head coaches. You know, they all access their email, and their emails are listed on our website. And it used to be where you had to pay a recruiting service, or you had to get watched by a coach at a game to sometimes get recruited. But now with phones and things like that, you know, you can make videos of your skill sets and reach out to the coach, and that's usually the best way. It's made it a lot easier for kids to get some of that access, where they used to have to kind of pay for that stuff. But now with each kid's got a phone, go film yourself taking some swings or shooting some hoops, or and then invite some of the coaches to your games, and you know, give them your schedules and things like that.
All right. Well, I do want to get Derek Bettinson, our new head baseball coach, in. But let's take a break, come back. We'll get to know him a little bit more in this next segment. And again, Brad Baker, BMCC Athletic Director, is also in the studio with us this morning. And thank you, gentlemen, for being here. We're going to take a break. Be right back.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Ron Iverson and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I was getting a corticosteroid shot every 6 months, and I wanted to find another solution, something that brought healing to the body. I've had a total of 4 treatments in 2 sessions. The pain is gone. The inflammation is way down. Everything is better. If you are suffering from chronic pain, I would recommend that you give this a try.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today in Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, you know, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free, in your hand, spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walwal Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walwal Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Local news, local issues from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Brad Baker, athletic director, and Derek Bettinson, new head baseball coach for Blue Mountain Community College. And Derek, I wanted to get you in this morning and have you tell us a little bit more about yourself. What is it like to be a college athlete, but then also what are the differences from high school sports compared to college sports?
The main difference is just doing recruiting. In high school, you know, you're always, like, I live in this area, I'm going to go to this high school. And with college, you know, we can draw from anyone in the country now. So I'd say that's the main difference, is just doing a lot of recruiting.
And then we were talking in the break and before the program, for those that may not know, while we have introduced you this morning as new head baseball coach, you've been around for a while and at BMCC. Talk about that transition, how you became the new head baseball coach.
Yeah, so I played here for 2 years, and then I went to Northwest Nazarene in Nampa, Idaho for 2 years, and then I was lucky enough to be able to play in Europe for a couple of years. And then when I was done playing, and I love the game of baseball and I wanted to be involved, so I coached high school for 4 years as the JV head coach. And then I met my wife in Pendleton, so we ended up moving back to Pendleton and got in contact with Brad, and he said he needed an assistant, so I've been his assistant for 5 years. And then when he stepped down, I thought it would be a great opportunity to take over the program, so that's kind of my path.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that. Tell us about the team you have coming up. Who's on the roster and where are they from?
We have a lot of returners coming in this year, and a lot of them are from the Boise Valley. Some from scattered around here as well. We have a good pitcher, Cooper Marshall, coming back, and a couple of three-year guys like Ben Barbie coming back, who's been our catcher for the last couple of years. Tommy Wiles is a sophomore, but technically a freshman baseball wise because due to an injury. So we have a lot of good guys, a lot of talent, a lot of guys that got a lot of experience last year, a couple of the COVID guys, so they're on their third year as well. So yeah, I'm looking forward to bringing in some of the new guys and then also seeing the growth of their guys that we've had last year as well.
All right. And then specifically for the baseball team, are there any fundraisers planned in the near future?
Yeah, we're going to have a E-Teams coming up, and then we plan on doing a kids camp in the winter. So, you know, the local kids, and we can build with the Little League and do some fundraisers like that. We also plan on doing a golf tournament, probably not this year, but the next year coming in, because it's a little late to start that. We also have been talking about doing like a cookie dough or some sort of like popcorn fundraiser. And yeah, so we have a lot of fundraisers going to be in the works, so please support.
All right. And then I want to add or ask both of you, Brad as athletic director and Derek as the new head baseball coach. Everybody knows that, you know, sometimes equipment breaks. Sometimes you need new equipment. I guess if there were a wish list, either for both the baseball team or just at BMCC athletics in general, what might that be? How can those listening out there say, okay, it's fine to, you know, buy the popcorn, send our kids to camp, whatever. But is there any, I guess, big ask that you would really like the community to get behind and help BMCC with?
Yeah, there's a few things in terms of just the normal stuff of, you know, running the program. I know the budgets at the college haven't been the best due to a little less enrollment than usual. But our student-athlete enrollment's actually been going up, which is good. But we are looking at some things. We had a pool that's in our athletic center, and we'd love to, since the pool's not getting fixed, we'd love to turn that into almost like a secondary gym where we had some hoops in there. Baseball and softball and soccer and volleyball could also practice in there. Now, we haven't made too many inroads with that, but that's something on the future that we'd be interested in looking at.
And then as far as for folks that might have those deep pockets and say, hey, that sounds good, I want to get involved, do they contact you, Brad? Do they contact, and President Mark Browning has spoken to this, do they contact the foundation? How do those folks that want to get involved and donate to the program or, say, that project, how do they go forward?
Either way, they can more than welcome to contact me or our foundation director, Ken Daniels. Either one of those work, or they can even reach out to the coach if they want to donate to a specific program. And, you know, then money all goes to the same place at the end once we get it, so the teams and the students are able to benefit from it.
And I know that, you know, coming out of COVID, COVID affected everybody in some way, shape, or another. As far as the actual scheduling now, any changes? I know that there's, you know, that was tough for everyone, especially on, I know, on the high school level. I imagine it was tough for you guys as well. And then, but coming out of that, and as we move into another school year, any changes as far as the scheduling this year or who you're competing with, maybe even some additions? Oh, hey, we haven't played this school or in this, you know, this division or whatever. The playoffs look different. Any changes?
Not from last year. 2 years ago, though, all of our, in 2021 it was, yeah, we ended up playing all of our sports in the same season. And as an assistant athletic director, I was there and doing the baseball at the same time. I was, you know, working probably 120 hours a week. So last year was more of a normal year, but we still had to shut down some games here. And that still might happen, but the NWAC has kind of eased off some of the restrictions. So hopefully not a whole lot of cancellations and stuff this year.
You talked about some of the challenges with enrollment, and I know President Browning has also discussed that here on this program. As far as for those that not only want to come and you know, learn the academics, if you will, at BMCC, but also want to be part of an athletic program, why BMCC? What would you tell those that are kind of on the fence? Do I want to go to BMC or not? What would you tell them?
Well, you get a lot of personalized attention. It's a small college, and so you get to know your instructors, and we have great instructors there. You get to know your coach very well. You're not going to get lost on campus. You know, like you are at a big school where you might only go by your student ID number. They'll know your name, and it's a real friendly place, and it's a good way to start your academic career. You know, I loved it. I came in, you know, didn't want to go far from home. I grew up in Tri-Cities, so it was close to home. And then after I went to school here and got my AAOT, I was ready to go anywhere.
All right. Derek, anything you want to add to that?
No, it just BMCC is a great place. Like you said, it's very small. It's very personalized. I agree with what Brad said.
All right, very good. Well, we are going to take another break, come back, and continue our conversation this morning on the KUMA Coffee Hour right after these words.
Catch the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
The City of Pendleton wants to help you replace your old, uncertified wood stove with a new, more efficient heating system. We're offering interest-free loans up to $3,500 to help you buy a new stove that could be natural gas, pellet, electric, or wood. With our program, you save money and you help clear winter haze and smog in Pendleton. It's a win-win for everyone. Call 966-0249 or visit the city's website for more information on the wood stove replacement program.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in and stop in often as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook and remember, all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
Need plumbing supplies? Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton is the place to start. Here's Terry to tell you more.
They come in mostly for faucet repair or replacement and a lot of liquid Drano, stuff like that.
For faucet repairs, what parts do you carry?
The stems, the O-rings, any kind of hoses or gaskets or anything that goes with it. Basically all your plumbing needs.
Zimmerman & Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street, Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value.
Awareness of mental health struggles has never been more important than in the last few years. Here at Mackay Creek Estates, through our wellness program celebrations, we seek to engage our residents in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. If you'd like to learn more about mental health in older adults, we're hosting a free webinar with geriatric mental health specialist Laura Valancourt. That's on Friday, August 26th at 10 a.m. Laura will offer advice on how to understand your loved one's struggles and best support them. To register, visit prestigecanhelp.com. Again, that's prestigecanhelp.com.
Wild Horse Resort and Casino is hosting a hiring event at the Hamley Steakhouse Wednesday, August 10th from 10 to 2. The HR staff will have on-the-spot interviews for numerous career opportunities at both Wild Horse Resort and Casino and with Hamley & Company. These positions offer competitive wages and benefits, paid holidays, paid vacations, employer match 401k, opportunities for advancement, and more. Hamley's and Wild Horse Resort and Casino's walk-in hiring event is Wednesday, August 10th from 10 to 2 at Hamley Steakhouse on the corner of Main and Court in Pendleton.
Issues that matter to you. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Brad Baker and Derek Bettinson. They are both with Blue Mountain Community College. Brad is athletic director and Derek is the new head baseball coach. And I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the other things happening with Blue Mountain Community College, Brad. And I know we talked about outreach and recruiting efforts and so on. I know you had some notes from other staff members to share this morning with our listeners. So go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, we're having a Welcome to the Pack September 20th. It's mainly for new students, but returning students can come as well. It's from 10 to 12:30, and it's just a fun event. You come meet faculty, staff, and other Timberwolves, and you can learn where your classes are. That way you're familiar with the campus and stuff, and that way first day of classes you're not scrambling around wondering where things are at. It's kind of an introduction to all that type of stuff, and you can win prizes and have some food as well. So that's one of them. And then also we have some registration events. We'll be hosting a series of virtual registration events every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. on August 17th through September 14th. So if you're trying to get registered for your classes for this fall, this is a good opportunity to have someone help guide you. And you can go on our website at bluecc.edu to find those. So really hoping we... some local people are listening and want to get registered for some classes.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And I know from talking to President Browning on this program regularly that I guess there's no silly questions. There is, folks waiting to answer any questions you may have, whether it's registration. And then I know we've also talked, and I imagine the same goes for athletic programs. You know, Mark has mentioned that they're just about a grant and a scholarship for everything. I imagine for anybody that might need some financial assistance pursuing, you know, an athletic program, there's opportunities there.
Yeah, and it's good to ask those questions. I used to be a success coach too. Well, I was the baseball coach, so I had helped students get registered. And like I said, some students just don't know the college process, but don't feel shy about, you know, ask those questions, because we work at the college, so we're used to getting those questions. And yeah, our financial aid department does a great job. They're always able to help the students through that financial aid process, which can be kind of challenging to some. So,
and then I wanted to go back for a minute, Brad. You mentioned the alumni game and a couple other events that are coming up. Remind our listeners again what's coming up and how they can get involved.
Yeah, actually tomorrow at 4 o'clock we have a women's soccer scrimmage. So it's not an official game, but it's their first one out on the field against Chemeketa at 4 o'clock. Should be a nice day to come out and watch some soccer. Like I said, it's not an official game, so I think they might have 3 30-minute games, but still a good opportunity to watch. And then volleyball and men's soccer start their seasons up as well too, and I think the league starts at the start of September, so there should be some games for people to come out to.
And for those that may have started at BMCC or were taking classes over the summer, but they haven't gotten involved with any of the athletics, is it too late? How does that process work?
Usually the coach recruits them, but I'd always encourage students to reach out. And even if maybe you're not participating on a team, a lot of our teams have team managers, and we also have student employment opportunities available to work our basketball games, work our soccer games, and some of those can be very good, and you can make some money while being around sports as well, having that nice part-time job at the campus.
And then, again, I just want to remind everybody that, as we kind of jokingly said, but it's more honesty than joke, you know, you don't have the support of some of these bigger schools. We were talking in the break about, you know, the awe of going to one of these big cities, and some of these athletic programs actually have their own store in a mini mall or at a mall. Not so much BMCC, but that's not to say that you know, the folks can't get out there and support BMCC athletics. And so again, if there's anybody out there that feels a need to support BMCC, and you should have the kindness in your heart to support them, to get a hold of the foundation, get a hold of Brad, somehow reach out to BMCC and say, hey, I want to support the Timberwolves, and so on. Well, I appreciate you both coming in this morning. Any final words, Derek, Brad?
You want to go first, Derek?
I just want to thank you for having us. It's been a lot of fun, and hopefully we can do it later on this year, and go Wolves.
I'm sure we'll hear from both of you again very soon. And yes, thanks for coming in, and you're more than welcome. And next time, I'm sure we'll be talking to President Mark Browning. And I appreciate you both coming in this morning. And again, if you have any other questions, reach out to Blue Mountain Community College, either online or give them a call, whether it's athletics, you want to know about classes, financial aid, or whatnot. Brad Baker, athletic director, Derek Bettinson, new head baseball coach, both from Blue Mountain Community College, my guests. And that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. We'll be back again tomorrow. Have a marvelous Monday.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.